Australia has passed a grim milestone in its battle against COVID-19 with more than 10,000 infections now recorded. The deaths of two elderly patients in Victoria have taken the national coronavirus death toll to 110 as states and territories urgently review plans and timetables to reopen borders. Supermarket giant Woolworths has confirmed a staff member from its Barrel store in New South Wales Southern Highlands has tested positive for COVID-19. It comes as the number of cases linked to a cluster at Sydney's Crossroads Hotel reached 30. But New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has ruled out hard Victorian-style lockdowns. The search for a missing surfer at Coogee in Sydney will resume this morning. Police were called to the beach last night after reports a man on a long blue surfboard about 200 metres offshore appeared to be struggling in the large and powerful surf. A rescue helicopter was deployed and police are reviewing CCTV footage of the beach. Australian Special Forces have allegedly planted the same weapon on the bodies of two different Afghan civilians after a raid in which locals say unarmed civilians were executed. The AK-47 assault rifle with tape around the stock was allegedly planted after an SAS operation in the village of Shina in May 2012. And Ghislaine Maxwell, a long-time associate of the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has pleaded not guilty in a US court. Prosecutors accuse Maxwell of helping Epstein groom girls as young as 14. She's been denied bail.